I spent my entire career one of the greatest songs in front of the camera. I think there's two things that counts for me. One of which is, well, both of which I think
it's called Man of La Mancha.
I've tried to surprise
which people. Refers.
I've tried to do something unconventional that you don't expect. I've tried to say or do Spanish something somewhere.
We know perhaps more as
well. Which makes people sit up and think, ooh, that was funny. Or that was amusing, or what a sense of
humor. Is a man
in the Bond movie.
An old
the
man.
Golden Gun.
Very old.
Scaramanga has a great sense of humor. It's
daring.
He has a sense of
bravery.
Not an ordinary son, you see. There's the difference. Unexpected, unconventional. Same thing in Theatre of Death. You think this man is a ruthless tyrant.
This particular song has already been bad.
I think he is, but I surprise people. I'm not
and
the character that they think of.
He sings this song.
I am quite quietly, definitely
gradually, as his
a great many people
is wrong turns.
But the people who say, you're too tall to be an actor.
One of the things is
you're too foreign looking to be an actor.
He starts to get stronger.
You only do horror movies.
So does the song.
You can't escape from Dracula.
So the voice.
Put that in a paper on somebody. Like they never write about Shaw. About referring to
him. There is also the other song, which is easy to say.
And simply is the truth. It doesn't annoy me.
But equally important.
I'm proving people wrong all the time.
Reached.
The person who wrote that bit in the Independent
we so longer
has a headline to the piece. They say Christopher Lee cannot escape the curse of Dracula. The person who wrote that is never going to be.
Everything is going right.
They've written something like that. Listen, this is true.
And he sings with
and
the
proves
on the screen. I
have been on record. I continue to
Lord
say
of La Mancha. The song of the Toreador,
in my opinion, in the case of Dracula, because there was this demand,
we
just kept going. What happened was a degeneration of costume. So as far as the Dracula
is concerned,
I became progressive kill. As a lord, nothing to do with this
token. Toreador.
Nothing
same
to do with this character.
Real world.
Writing the story first and trying to find the character afterwards. Exactly.
Famous opera, Carmen.
And, as I've said before, and I can repeat it again, because people are
concerned about it.
I turned down all but the first two.
Famous refrain.
There was
a
gap of 7 or 8 years
at the first two sounds.
Which I
now it's in French.
Then I made one of the most formal.
And all I can say personally is singer.
Every single one of those stories
sang Toreador's bullfight.
Not do it. Don't like a story. Nothing to do with the character.
Doesn't come in that I
don't want to play the part.
Like all
bullfights. More with it. What happens every single time I do come back
and
as I got hysterical.
Sorry. Rejected to
the page.
Comes out of the bull ring. He happens to be in
love. You want to.
And
must do it. And I
so
said,
is
why?
Don
which is a foolish question.
Jose.
The answer I got
is
what? Because
so
we've already sold a film to the American distributor on you in the role.
It's coming with a bullfight. It's very arrogant. But it's so satisfying.
And here comes the crunch.
And he has
think of
one
the people you put out of work
song.
If you don't do it. So what do I do?
Which is saying,
am I going to be held responsible for putting 90 people out of work?
And what we
actors, actresses,
we
directors, writers, producers,
it's
technicians.
An arrogant song.
I could have.
Arrogant man.
So I didn't. And that is the only reason.
A wonderful song.
It certainly wasn't the money.
Wonderful.
A gallery. Not the last two.
Well,
but
problem
maybe the other two or three.
Where the French words are very short.
Obviously entertaining, but
the notes are very short.
And the audience enjoyed them. I have to be honest and say, I didn't.